We really zeroed in on three key findings. The first is that while there certainly was direct impact or damage caused by the fires on the North Coast wine industry, those impacts were highly localized and limited. So that was to counter the portrayal of all of Sonoma and Napa wine country being devastated, right? We saw that a lot. And it was particularly difficult because the fires were so damaging in those areas where they struck, particularly as we know here being based in Sonoma County, the whole Coffee Park and Fountain Grove area was just so devastating. Second of all, what we have found was that the most significant impact of the fires on the wine industry specifically was due to a secondary result, which was the slowdown of visitors and tourists to the area. So that slowdown affected wineries that weren't even in the fire areas. And that's significant because that really, with our industry that is based on so many small family-run wineries, their tasting room traffic, their direct-to-consumer sales is really their lifeblood. And it also had a ripple effect through the, you know, starting with the wine industry, but through the rest of our tourism. So affecting our restaurants, our hotels and lodging, our transportation companies, all of the businesses that support that tourism and hospitality, but also support the wine industry. We saw that being affected. And so that was a real concern for us.
Okay, let me ask you about two words that were bandied about right after the fires, smoke taint. Should anybody worry that they're going to buy a 2017 vintage, they're going to open it up and it's going to taste a little smoky?
That is a really good question. And at this point, I can absolutely say no. No one should have that concern. And here's why. The second phase of our study, we're focusing specifically on this issue, which is there's a concern that there may be misinformation or misperception of the quality of wines coming from the 2017 vintage. So we are working with our colleagues in the industry. We're collaborating with UC Davis, in fact, with their Enology and Viticulture Department, as well as other vintners and growers. And we're creating a task force to be able to educate consumers and sommeliers and wine retailers about the effects of smoke and exposure to smoke on wine grapes and how that does or does not translate into wine. So first of all, so they understand it. Second of all, to share with them that there was not that kind of impact. Most of our wine grapes were harvested prior to the fires. And so the wines coming out of that vintage will be of the quality that they're accustomed to. And then the third step will actually be putting together a series of educational tastings of the wines before they're released so that our important buyers and customers and wine critics have confidence that all of these wines will be of the level of character and quality that they've come to expect from these regions.
And finally, I want to ask you what's very important to our listeners, which is the people, the laborers, as many of them immigrants who work in the fields. Does your report dig into the effects on them and their lives and how that has impacted our community?
We are starting to dig into that. Some of those specific statistics are very difficult to get to. However, what we have found, and this was really important, first of all, that there was a lot of concern right around the fires that many of these workers were going to be forced to leave the area and leave their jobs. And we were all concerned about that on both fronts. And what we've seen is, in fact, that was not the case. We also asked about what was the impact in terms of their housing and were their workers still looking for housing? And again, we had very strong response that of their employees that were affected in terms of their housing, most or all were in stable long-term housing. The other thing that was very encouraging was to see how many members of the wine community offered up housing to their employees, or if their employees weren't affected, to other people of the community. And I think that was something that we saw come out of this study that was really gratifying, was some more detail around how the wine industry really stepped up and supported the community, even if it didn't affect them directly.